Empowering Gita Reflections, a podcast to guide modern lifestyle with the wisdom of the Gita.
This is a dream of my beloved dreamer, my Krishna. I am here to beautify the dream. You as a dreamer, when you dream, would you rather have nightmare after nightmare by choice? Would you prefer to have sad? Would anyone want their family members dying? Every day I dream, so one new person is dying in my own. Would you rather dream that, or would you dream a good, nice, loving, beautiful, lovely dream? The opposite, right? It's a rhetorical question. So the dreamer is dreaming this. And if I have been awakened, if I realize that I'm a dream character, I have a choice of how to make the dream around me. I can beautify it or I can uglify it. But if it's a matter of choice, I'm going to beautify it. I'll live to spread sunshine, not darkness. Right, girl? Yeah. Mohini's tagline, live to spread sunshine. So, not darkness.
Your tagline, I just inherited it.
He became yours now. So the point here was that they're never forgetful of this. Janma mrityu jarave dukkha dosh anudarshanam. Watchfully, watching in the background. It's not, you don't see it, but it's there. Death. You don't see it. This is yet such young, beautiful men and women here. I don't see the death, but the death is there, right with them, behind them. Death is there. Accept it, admit it, embrace it, take it. It's on the body, right? So don't become forgetful of it. You will learn to celebrate life. The more you accept death, the more you will celebrate life, cherish every moment. You will only truly live when you put death behind you. Death is behind me. I don't care about death anymore. मरो मरो सब कहे मरना जाने न कहे कबीर जी कहते एक बार ऐसा मरिए फिर मरना न हो राइट मरना 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 लाइक डाई वन टाइम ऐसा मरे कि इसके बाद डेथ ही नहीं हो अपने आप को मार डाला से देन देयर इज जस्ट प्योर जॉय शेयर जॉय जॉय ऑल अराउंड एंड दैट्स द आइडिया हियर एंड देन असक्तिर अनभिष्वंग पुत्र दार गृहादिषु दे आर डिटैच्ड फ्रॉम देयर सन and from their wife, and then from their home, ghoda, gaadi, sagi, sab bhitar ka sansar virakta hai. Bahar ke sansar vich se chhut nahi sakte. You cannot run away from the world outside. It's idiotic, it's stupid people say that to gain the spiritual state, you have to run away, you have to leave the world. Ignorant people say you have to leave the world to gain spiritual. You cannot, how can you leave the world? Wherever you go, isn't that the world? You sit in the Himalayan caves. How are you not with that? What will you eat when you beg bhikshan dehi? You're so dependent on the world. You're more dependent on the world now before. So that's not it. There are two kinds of sansara. There's one that is outside. This is a beautiful sansara. This sansara is to love, beautify, embrace, accept, live with, celebrate, cherish everything. There's one inside. That's the bad one. That's the dirty one. That's the filthy one. That's agitating, miserable, anxiety, bad ideas, bad thoughts, bad. That's the one that, and that, plus it's also not real. It's just concocted in our own mind. There's nothing that's inside that the thought sansar, world of thoughts, is not real. That's the one to detach from. This is the one to live for, which this is seva. Right, everything that we're doing, jhadu laga rahe the seva kare, shabri ki man mein bhana. This is clean the Lord's world. I don't want to trash up His world. I want to keep it clean. I'm trashing up this world inside. That I want to get rid of. So they're internally detached. Meaning, the truest meaning, Madhvi, Mohini, Kana, the truest meaning of like detached is. Listen to this, giving freedom, letting go, detached as in not being stuck. No, I'm the father, I'm the husband. You have to do as I say, or that what I want you to do is how it should happen. But that's not letting go. Right? Let go and let God is how that would be, what that would be. So that's detaching. To give freedom, to let go. And then, Samachittatvam ush ishta anishta upapattiso. favorable or unfavorable in all kinds of circumstances, when we can keep even keel, balanced mind, such is their state, because they see that neither the favorable nor the unfavorable are fully real. In the end, the good dream, the sweet dreams, and the bad dreams in a higher reality when I wake up were still dreams, right? The high and the tall and the mighty waves and the little ripples are still all the same water. What do I care? They not the nose ring and the earring, they're both made from the same gold biscuit that I took to India. So they're still, ultimately, they're still the same. One is hanging here, the other is hanging here, but they're still in substance. They are still the same. Like that, they're able to see that the good and the bad in substance is still the same. The appearance, the momentary experience of it feels differently. And so it's easy for them. But we're coming to an end. Vivikta deshi sevitvam aratir janasansadi. The nature becomes such slowly that they're not very fond of big crowds, discos, flashy, noisy places. The default, so the cleansing has a way of it. The purity, it just likes quieter, calmer, soothing, everything. Food that they will eat, not very spicy, not very hot, not this, that. Normal, simple food. The clothes they will wear, not flashy, not too many this, too many that. Simple clothes. The cars they will drive, the kind of house they will live in, or the hairstyle, or the friends that they will have, or the crowd that they will gather, the songs that they will hear to, or the places they will visit. Everything about all of those has something common. And there's a simple and set and pure, natural, original goodness. Closer to the source. The food closer to its source is purer, uncontaminated, natural, organic, wholesome, nourishing, right? Nutritional, simple, sattvic. And so it is with cotton, 100% cotton, feels different. We all have experienced it. It's closer to the source. And so everything about it is then is closer to the source, because the soul has gone, we've gotten closer to its source. Jivatma, Paramatma, kinnazdika karke. Everything has been simplified. Life is no longer complicated. It's very simple. It's very beautiful. It's lovely, all of that. Such has become their lives, is what was described here. And then, adhyatma jnana nityatvam tattva jnana tadarshanam maicha ananya yogena bhaktir avyavicharani. This is the last shloka. To prove it, I'll put it away. This is it. All of this is gone. So their natural default liking becomes in adhyatma jnana. Then in the discussions, conversations, quickly somehow or other figure out a way of becoming spiritualized. We may be talking about this and that, and the world and the people and the planets, and this soon enough it finds its way again to the spiritual. Bar bar adhyatmik vishadade. They figure out a way to connect the time and the space and the clouds and the planets and the micro and the macro. All of it is the same spiritual thread cuts through them. And there's always all conversation hanging from that spiritual thread, hanging to that. It's all the kinds of conversations that they're more engaged in. And then the last one that I said, maicha ananya yogena bhaktir avyavicharani. Very beautiful line in this. Like, it's just sweet, sweet line in the middle of this chapter that is really not sweet. So we're describing 13th chapter is just very cold and dry and all that void, right? Because it's gyan, gyan, gyan. And then suddenly you find like a beautiful, sweet spot in here. Mai, it's like suddenly directly towards me. Krishna is saying, Mai means in me, towards me. They are favorably inclined towards me, toward God. Those who really know God, even if formless, will never deny a formful God. And those who really know a God, even if formful, will never deny a formless God. Because by definition, if God is God, why would he have to be limited to formless alone? How is the half God? Adha Bhagavan, okay, if he can only be formless, I can be formful. So I'm bigger than God. I've taken a form, right? If God is formless, then stuck. As a God, then you should worship at my feet because I've taken a form. And if God is God, why is he stuck in a form for Bhagavan? That I'm in me, I am formless in this form. Why? So God is God. If he can be formful, he can be formless. he can be both at the same time, simultaneously. If you how can it be together? Because we're limited. And the instrument is limited. The instrument is the reception. You only see so much from the telescope or from the periscope, depending on where you are. That doesn't mean that's all there is. This is a thin sliver. I read once, Mohini, it's probably 100 billion stars. And they're saying that, and that through a thin sliver of space is what I've actually read from scientists, astronomers. That there's the estimate is there is 100 billion stars, not planets, right? Like, who knows how many, or maybe they said galaxies, I forget.
Yeah.
Maybe it's galaxies.
100 billion stars within this galaxy.
Yeah.
And there are 100 billion galaxies in this galaxy.
And that through a thin sliver, a slit in the vision, right? And so who can measure, who can tell what, how much Brahmand gave a care? So they're open-minded. In other words, they're open-minded. The first sign of someone who does not know the truth is the closed, narrow mind. The narrower the mind, the far from the poor fella, unfortunate soul, closed-minded. The more fortunate, the more they're open-minded. Maybe, I don't know means nothing, right? I don't know, it doesn't mean it doesn't. And so they are open-minded. Maicha ananya yogena bhakti. They are still devoted to me. Bhakti yogena, maicha ananya yogena bhaktir avyabhicharini. Avyabhichar is contamination, mixing up. A man who's married to a woman and still has another woman in his life, this is literally the meaning of the word vyabhichar, that's why I have to say it, is doing vyabhichar, right? Cheating on her. And the opposite also, that's vyabhichar. Avyabhichar is non-cheating, uncontaminated, in other words, purity, pure, devoted to me in purity. Not cheating, not doubting, not reserving something for something else. All in, my Lord, all in, I'm all in. Pure, uncontaminated as is the whole thing, right? Such are the knowers of Brahma. All that glory can be ours with this small baby step of the journey of 1,000 miles. That baby step is equality, it's going to crack, tode. And when you see the crack, now you're starting to see too. There's a single log of wood. But when you put that axe in it, you see a crack. And you suddenly thought, they're about to become two. There are two. There is not one anymore. There's a crack. So this chapter cracks, starts a crack open. It. There is not one in it. I'm not one, that same body that I think. There's two. I am one of the two. Which one am I? Right now, completely misidentified with the wrong me. And the Gita takes us to the place of unplugging from there, plug in the right source, that I am this one. Now this will follow me. I'll drag this thing behind me. I have to take it to the bathroom. I have to take it to the kitchen to feed it. I have to dump it on the bed to sleep, right? It cannot be me if I'm doing all this. With that dawn of knowledge, so much glory can be had. Such is the wonder, such is the magic of the truth, yeah, the Bhagavad Gita. That was your 13th chapter, Sanjeev Bhai.
This Gita Yoga podcast will continue in the next session. Jai Shri Krishna.